Wednesday, 21st of May, Yud Gimel Sivan, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchok, Greenblatt Shlita, topical theme.
Thank you.
What did I say?
Stick on the sheet.
Pasuk in this week's Sedra, v'ha'ish Moshe, onov me'oid, mikol ha'adam, ashal p'nei ha'adam. Pasuk that's written in the context, the end of the Sedra, there's a story which you don't have the time to go into, but needs to be well understood, but superficially, Miriam and Aaron had spoken Lashon Hara about their dear brother Moshe. They meant well. And the Ora Chaim HaKadosh points out that Lashon Hara that they spoke about him was actually b'fonov. He was standing there right in front of them. And he kept quiet. He didn't respond. And in that context, the Torah says, "Va'ish Moshe onov ma'oid mikol ha'adam." Rashi says, "Onov," two words, "shofol v'savlon." He was humble and tolerant. And these are two qualities which were needed for him not to answer back when he heard this negative lashon hara about himself. Shofol v'savlon, va'ish Moshe onov ma'oid mikol. Savlon means he was soivel, he was tolerant, patient, accepting. The midah of anivus, which the Svarim talk about, they praise the significance of the midah of anivus, something to aspire to, ekev anovo yiras Hashem, is actually a midah which is not always properly understood and well defined. And in fact, if the midah of anivus is misinterpreted, it can lead to great nezek, damage, in chinuch of children, of talmidim, and in one's own avodas Hashem. Just maybe to appreciate, just before we get to understand what real anivus is, to appreciate how important and what the significance of anivus is, we don't have to look too far. We just know that the opposite of anivus is gaiva. And gaiva is the midah which is the most despicable of all the midahs. The Orcha Sadikim says, I'm starting my sefer, even though I have many inyonim in my sefer, I'm starting with Shar HaGaiva, says the Orcha Sadikim's opening words. Umatoy shen is dabmein tchila lechol asheorim midas hagayva. Ki hi pesach leroois rabois. Vleroinu kozois leroo bechol amidois. There's no midah worse than the midah of a person who is arrogant, overconfident, haughty, balgayva. Toyavas Hashem, kol gvali. Toyavas Hashem, it's despicable. So te'eva, somebody who is a balgaiva, says the chin of te'eva, it's mo'os, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to know him. Ein ani v'hu yechaylin lodur b'kfifa achas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his hashkocha away from someone who's a balgaiva. And the Ochos Chaim L'Rosh, some of us who remember were in Gate Yeshiva, the Ochos Chaim L'Rosh, starts off Lisrachek Menagaiva Betachlis Harichuk. That's the opening words of the Orchis Chaim L'Horosh. Conversely, however negative Gaiva is, the opposite, praiseworthy, is Anova. Anova is the mid of all midos. It's not a coincidence that Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest in Torah, the greatest transmitter of Torah, the greatest in the Nevuah, was also Ish Moshe Onov. It's not a coincidence. Because you look into Chazal, again and again reiterate that if you're a Baal Gaiva, you cannot be Zoicha to Torah. Gemara says in Soita, Kol Hamis Yoher, if you're a Baal Gaiva, you are a Chochmosa Mistalekes Himenu. Chochma doesn't go together with Gaiva. Loi Bashamayim he, says the Gemara in Eirulin. Loi Timso Torah Bashamayim Begasi Haruach Misha Magbia Datoi. Torah and Gaiva don't go together. In fact, Anova is the Keli, is the strongest medium to be Zoicha to Torah. Gemara says in Eruvin, Umi Midba Matona, Umi Matona Nachliel. Imeisim Odom Atzmoi Kamidbo Shakoil Doshim Oleho. Talmud Niskayim Beyod. Person makes himself like offer, like a midbar, shakol doshim, then Torah is Niskayim. And then there's the beautiful Gemara in Tainus of Zion, where the Gemara says, Lomo nimshalo Torah lamayim. Why is Torah compared to mayim? Shenema hoi kol somei l'chu lamayim. Ma mayim yodim imokim gavoya l'mokim namuch. After the Torah, If you're a shveilo, if you're humble, then you can be zoicha to Torah. Gaiva is the steer to Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest in Torah, was also the greatest in Anova. Talmid Chochem, says the Alter of Kelem. However much Chochma you learn, you know you're still a Talmid. There's still Torah is so vast. How can a person be a Baal Gaiva? You know one bit of Torah, but you always remain a Talmud. It's Yadua that the greatest the Gedolim, the greater the Gedolim were, the greater they were in Anivus. The real Gedolim, I remember experiencing myself many times. I had this chus to speak to Rav Shach, the Chatzal Livrocha, I learned to Ponovish, and spoke to him when we went to ask him our Shilas. I can honestly say, when you spoke to him, you completely forgot you were speaking to a Godel Ador. The simplicity and the humble way, you just forgot, you had to remember, he was so warm and without showing any of his godless, he was the Godel, the leader of Klal Yisrael. You spoke to him, and you had to remember you were speaking to a God Lado. And this is all the Gedolim. But Mokem Sha'atamoitse Gedulosoi, Shamatamoitse Amrasu. The greater they become, the more humble they become. And you can read about any Godler, Moshe Feinstein, Kola Torah Kula, anybody who walked out of his house just walked away, the humble, his humble self. He didn't, there was no feeling of gaiva. Interesting thing that the Sefer Shem HaGedolim written by the Chidor. The Chidor writes a fascinating thing there. He says, when Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he says, in that generation, there were actually three people who were ra'u to write the Shulchan Aruch, or schus to write the Shulchan Aruch. All three of them were actually called Yosef. He names them Rabbi Yosef Chechik, Rabbi Yosef Balev, and there was Rabbi Yosef Karo. All three of them were equally Godel Batoira and would have been worthy to have the Shulchan Aruch written by them. Says the Chidor. Rabbi Yosef Karo was chosen. He was the greatest in this in Anivus. But what does Anivus mean? What is Anivus? And this is the mistake that many make, unfortunately. Anivus does not mean bittul. It does not mean to negate our qualities, to belittle our achievements, to be mevatel ourselves. The Sfarim write, those machshavos of bittul, when a person is mevatel his essence, those are machshavos shel aveira. Svaram call it machshavoi zorois. There's nothing positive in those machshavois, because how can we aspire to grow in avodas Hashem? How can we try and become great if I'm a nothing? If I've got no qualities and I'm useless, and how can we possibly grow to greater heights? Low self-esteem, if we belittle our achievements, is not ruchnius. There's no ruchnius there. There's no anivus there. And it's interesting, there's a sefer, Shari Ho'avoida, written by Rabbeinu Yoina, not such a well-known sefer, beautiful sefer. He wrote Shari Tshuva. In the sefer Shari Tshuva, he twice mentions, I've written this in my sefer Shari Ho'avoida. Shari Ho'avoida is all about Avoidas Hashem. You open up Perek Aleph, Ois Aleph. He starts off his sefer. Ike Godel Ba'avoidas Hashem, She'yakir Ho'odom Erech Atzmoi, The first thing you need to know in Avodas Hashem, to recognize your qualities, your greatness. You're able to achieve this potential, and if you belittle that potential, then there's no Avodas Hashem. The Mishnah says in the end of Soita, and you see this, unbelievable. The Mishnah says, listen to this, the Mishnah at the end of Soita says, Mishameis Rebbe, when Rebbe was Nifta, Botla ho Anova v'yiras chet. Rebbe was the greatest in Anova and Yiras chet. When Rebbe was Nifta, Botla Anova v'yiras chet. Says the Gemara, Omar Rebbe Yosef, Loitisni anovo. Do not learn anovo. When Rebbe says, when the Mishnah says, since Rebbe died, botlan loitisni anovo. Don't learn anovo. The ikar ano. There's still anovo in the world. Look at me. If you want to have an example of anovo, there's ano. Reb Nachman Omar, loitisni yiras chet. Don't learn. No, they're still Yiras Chet. This is the humble, the epitome of humbleness. There still is Anova, but the Ika Ano. That's Anova? He is the example of Anova. I am the Yiras Chet. I have Shleimus in Yiras Shamayim. The answer is, Anova doesn't mean you don't recognize your qualities. You're 100% aware of your qualities, and you're mechuyev to be conscious of those qualities. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was onov mikol odom, must have known, that he was the greatest in nevuah. Lekom beYisrael kemoshe novi oid. Moshe Rabbein had to be Mamin, because if he wasn't Mamin, he would be Kofa in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is, and Imamim Be'emunah Shalem, Asher Moshe Rabbein Hoyo Av L'Nevi'im, L'Koidmim, L'Fonav L'Abom. He was the greatest in Nevuah, and he had to believe that. B'Shalemus Ha'emunah. But still, he was Onav Mikolod. So what does Anivus mean? Anivus means that I know I have qualities, I've achieved things in my life, but I'm not asking for recognition, I'm not asking for covet, I'm not asking you to respect me for them, and I'm not going to look down on others that have achieved less than me. I'm not going to be mevatel others. And I say to myself, whatever I've achieved is little in what I could have in my potential, and whatever I have is all b'siyata d'shamaya, matnas elikim. That's what the bit of anova is. And this isn't just in ruchnius, this is in any bracha that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, panosa, any physical matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also it has the same parallel. That means I'm not in the battle. Oh, it's nothing. Yes, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize the toiva, but I'm not going to feel an oshir. Somebody has wealth, for example. Does that mean he says, it's nothing? What's wealth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm not going to ask for kavod. There's a danger with wealth. The pasuk says, "Osher ya'ane azus." Someone who gets wealth, there's a danger he can become arrogant. He can become a bal gaiva. So what should he do? Should he say, "Wealth is nothing"? No. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving hoidah. I'm moide to you. But I'll use it letoiva. I'm not going to use it chas v'shalom as a keli to become to be mevatel others. Oni, someone who is poor, says the Rishis Chachma is miloshen anova. The word oni, somebody who is poor, it's easy for him to be humble, because or easier for him to be oni is miloshen anov. The Bnei Aniyim who are naturally ba'anivus, mehem teitzei Torah. Ba'anivus is a midah which, again, misplaced anivus is very dangerous, because there are also times where you need to be strong in your avodas Hashem. There are some times where in family life or general life, you can't say, "Who am I to speak up?" When there's priority, sometimes you need to say, "This is right and this is wrong." Rev Zechariah ben Avkulas hichrivo esteseinu. Rev Zechariah ben Avkulas was an onov, but his onov, his anivus, was misplaced. Sometimes you need to be strong to say, "Who am I? I'm nothing." Bittul is never midah tova. First of all, it doesn't bring out our potential. And second of all, there are times where bittul makes you feel that I cannot fight. You need to fight sometimes. There are priorities in a family life, in chinuch, in business, where you got to say no, and it's wrong, and it's right to speak up. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered him the shtela, the job, to become the leader of Klal Yisrael, what did he say? Mi anoichi? Mi anoichi? She'otzi es bnei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Who am I? And he meant it genuinely. He was humble. But when it came to fighting for Klal Yisrael, Cheta Egel, Meraglim, he stood there like a warrior. He didn't say, "Who am I to daven for Klal Yisrael?" He went there davening, fighting. So anivus has this very delicate balance. On one hand, I'm not asking for any respect or kavod for what I've achieved. In fact, I should be a lot better according to my koichos and the siyata d'shamayim that I've received. But I know what I've achieved. And I have the koichos within me to go higher. How can we check if our anivus is genuine anivus, or it's chas v'shalom what the svarim call machshavos zorois, machshavos v'asurois? How can we check if our anivus is the bittul, the negative anivus? The simple way to check. Chovos halvavos, the chovos halvavos, when he talks about anivus, he has a whole shar. He doesn't call it shar ho anova. In Chovos Halvavos, anivus is called shar ha'achno, shar ha'kenio. Kenio means to be subservient, to be machnia yourself to someone else. You might be able to convince yourself that you're a great honor. I'm very humble. I hold nothing of myself. But wait until somebody crosses your path. Until somebody says something which you don't like to hear or don't like to be told, or somebody pushes you around a bit. Then you can check with your nonov. Are you a shofel v'savlon? Shofel v'savlon means you're humble and tolerant. That means I'm nothing, not in terms of nothing, but I have no expectations. And I'm not asking you to respect me, I'm not asking you to be machnia. I'm machnia myself, I'm completely subservient to you. Then you know it's anivus. It's anivus amiti, genuine anivus. when one's prepared to be machnia to people who you work with, who you live with, and you're mevata, and you give in. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard this negative Lashon Hara spoken, he knew it wasn't true, and he kept quiet. That's Ish Moshe Onomoy. That's Anivu Samiti. Of course, with Anivus always comes the middah of low profile, to play down one's Hatzlochas, low profile, not to show, not everyone has to know your successes and your... That's Anivu Samiti, to keep lie low. That's anivus. Low self-esteem, and when you deal with Talmidim, this is a special inyan. Talmidim think, I'm nothing, who am I? We need to tell them, and we need to tell ourselves, we are great, we can be great. The bekoach that we have within us, Odom, is oisius ma'oid, says the Medrash. There's ma'oid within us. There's ma'oid. We have to aspire for mamish gadlus. We can become great. We can conquer midois. We can strengthen our Yerushalayim. We can become great in Torah, in our knowledge of Torah. We are great. We have to tell ourselves that. But then at the same time, to remember that whatever we have achieved is Siyata Dishmaya, and we don't need great covet for it. So let us lift our aspirations. Let's believe in ourselves. In the same time, if we have our nova v'nafshi ka'ofa, we daven three times a day. It's such an important midah that Chazal put it into the tefillah v'nafshi ka'ofa la koil tia. Ka'ofa means, just like offer, the tachlis of offer is to be trampled on. Offer is made to be stood on. So my nefesh, I don't mind if you embarrass me. It's a thing you can be shouted at. And we do get shouted at. And we do get criticized. It happens. It happens to all of us. Whether you're in a family or in a job, you get times where people very often illegitimately are having shouting and having tinnitus. But when you keep quiet, and you're a shuffle, and a sablon, you tolerate it, and you don't, that's anivu samiti. That was Ish Moshe. In this context, the Torah wrote, the Ish Moshe onav ma'oid. Schus of anova, there is a skula of anova. Anova is, say every day, magbia shefolim, someone who's a shuffle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them extra support. You'll never lose out for being a shuffle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up the shefolim, magbia shefolim. Bo'in Shalom gives Siyata Dishmaya, and Soif HaKoved Lovoi, Bo'in Shalom will bring Kovid, not always in this world. We do what we need to do, Asay Lishmon V'Soif HaKoved, we don't always get the Kovid we deserve for our actions. Don't look for it in this world. Soif HaKoved Lovoi, the Kovid will always be there, everything gets stored. The Schus of Midas HaNova, we should lift up our Koiches and reach our full potential. Sure. 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 Sure.